Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to your latest edition of Redmen Bite Size. It is Wednesday, the 27th of March. My name is Dan Clough. I'm here once again to run you through all the latest news when it comes to the Reds, of course. And unfortunately, we have to begin with a bit of disappointing news, really. One of the negatives to come out of the international break. It had been a relatively positive one for Liverpool point of view for quite some days now. Obviously, some goals, some assists, and we're going to touch on a few more of them a little bit later. But unfortunately, Andy Robertson limped out of Scotland's defeat at the hands of Northern Ireland. They were beaten 1-0, but the Scotland captain, Liverpool's left-back, of course, did not complete the game. He had to hobble off after sustaining a bit of an ankle injury, it looks like. A heavy tackle from Trey Hume left him down. He looked in a fair amount of pain, I think it's fair to say. He looked very disappointed, a little bit dejected to be coming off. And it has been reported since that he will undergo a scan back at Liverpool. That was from James Pearce, of course, of The Athletic. And Steve Clark, the Scotland boss, also spoke about Andy Robertson after the game and said, "We're going to assess him, then he'll go back to his club and they'll be assessed further." He did say that hopefully he'll be back soon, referring to maybe not being too serious of a one. But yeah, ultimately, big blow. And we've lost Andy Robertson already too often this season when it comes to injuries. Obviously, he dislocated his shoulder during the last international break. So to do something again on this one is not good because he's absolutely integral to the way Liverpool go about our business from left back, of course. And we've learned to live without him to all intents and purposes, with Costa Simicast. Joe Gomez as well has been exceptional left back. But to lose someone of Robertson's quality experience at this stage of the season could be a pretty significant blow. Fingers crossed it isn't too bad, and maybe it's more days, weeks, as opposed to months, hopefully. But I have to wait and see on that one. But Andy Robertson limped out of Scotland duty. Next, I want to talk about Joel Matip, obviously out, also sidelined at the moment, will be for the remainder of the season. And he has reportedly signalled his intention to stay at Liverpool beyond the end of the season. He had a contract this summer, and I think a lot of people have expected Liverpool to maybe do what's right by him and offer him maybe a month-to-month deal or something like that, or at least allow him to undergo the rest of his rehab and get back up to full match fitness before he moves on. But it has been reported by SportsZone over in France that the 32-year-old has signalled to the club's upper management that he wishes to stay on Merseyside. And again, that doesn't come as a huge shock, given that he's been an absolutely integral part of what we've done in the past few years. He's been an absolutely incredible signing, considering we've signed him for absolutely nothing. Reportedly, Eintracht Frankfurt are keen on Joel Matip. They're the only club at the moment who've expressed a clear interest in him. But again, for me personally, it comes down to, is he really going to play much football after this season? You can't imagine it. He might be sort of fit back end of the year, not season, actual calendar year. Maybe there's something you can get out of him, but it does, all sort of roads seem to point towards Joel Matip leaving the football club at some point in the not too distant future. As I say, maybe getting back up to full match fitness, getting back sharp, getting back training, all that sort of stuff, and then head out somewhere. But that could be January. I don't see him leaving. I don't see Liverpool cutting ties with him altogether this summer if he isn't fit at that point. That doesn't feel like the right thing at all. Next up, Luis Diaz. An interesting one for Luis Diaz, because his dad, who's become famous in his own right recently with some of his exploits, has been speaking about Diaz and spoke about their desire, their wish to move to Spain at some point. He touched on interest from Atletico Madrid. He did say Liverpool were the most interested, hence his move to the Reds. But he did say they haven't given up hope of a move to Spain. And Fabrizio Romano has touched on that as well. He says some fans may have raised an eyebrow after the comments from Luis Diaz's father, hinting that he'd like his son to see him play for a top Spanish club. But he said he'd not look at Luis Diaz's father's words as something negative. He was just replying to a question about Spanish clubs wanting his son in the past, and he was keeping options open for the future. It's something normal, but Diaz is happy at Liverpool, super committed, and he's showing that in every single game. He said, I don't see any big chaos into these words. Honestly, ultimately, Fabrizio is right. Like, he clearly is happy at Liverpool. He's clearly fully committed. Nobody could ever doubt that about Louis. There's no two ways about that. He's absolutely at it every single game in terms of effort, in terms of his endeavour, in terms of his work rate. However, Liverpool, we've been here before with footballers wanting to move to Spanish clubs, and I don't think people see Luis Diaz as indispensable to us. I think that's a fair way of putting it. I think there would be potential like-for-like replacements out there. Some people may even argue we could do better than someone like Diaz. I think he's brilliant personally, but there's definitely conversations around, do we need more output from that side? Obviously, we previously had Sadio Mane and stuff like that. So, yeah, I don't think it's out of the question that Liverpool would be possibly open to offers for someone like Diaz, because as I say, he's not Mohamed Salah on the other side, let's put it that way. But and again, I think the talk of a move to Spain, it's not the first time something like this has emerged either, isn't particularly helpful. Certainly not when you're looking at what we're looking at for the business end of the season. It can't do anyone any favours. International-wise, I touched on it earlier on, obviously with Andy Robertson. Dom Szoboszlai scored in Hungary's 2-0 win, obviously captained the side as well. Anyone who hasn't seen it, Conor Bradley scored a wonderful goal in that win over Scotland as well. His stock continues to rise. He has an incredible, incredible 2024 so far, really has. Alexis McAllister also scored, you know, Argentina's 3-1 win. It was bad news for Kostas Tsimikas though, as his Greece side went out on penalties to Georgia. And Harvey Elliott, I mentioned, if anyone hasn't seen Conor Bradley's goal, if anyone hasn't seen Harvey Elliott's on the volley Rabona, make sure you check that out, because that is an absolute joy to behold. And he again was the star of the show once more for the England under-21s. He continues his own fine form, and if people are talking about who could be potentially on the plane to the Euros in Germany for England, I don't think Harvey Elliott's name could be too far away from that particular conversation. Just on the manager front now, as always, Florian Plettenberg has delivered the latest update on the managerial search. And obviously, our managerial search kind of ties in with the Bayern Munich one in some ways. And Plettenberg has reported this morning that Roberto De Zerbi is the top candidate for Bayern Munich, just in case Xabi Alonso decides to stay at Bayer Leverkusen. Goes on to say that Zerbi is aware of Bayern's interest, but is fully focused on the season with Brighton, and he's not in any negotiations with Bayern, Barcelona, or anybody else. However, Bayern's plan A remains Alonso. So, yeah, we're in a little bit of a tussle, a bit of a three-way battle, it feels like, and obviously De Zerbi's name isn't a million miles away from our particular managerial conversation either, although I've said it again, not for me personally, and there's something just not quite fitting when it comes to Roberto De Zerbi potentially managing the Reds, and whoever's communication thing, or I don't know, a personality thing. I just can't quite see it. Certainly not following him in the footsteps of Jurgen Klopp anyway. Finally, on the news front, I want to touch on Kefren Tavares, a name we spoke about a hell of a lot last summer as Liverpool were undergoing that massive midfield rebuild. Fabrizio Romano has spoken about Kefren Tavares again, and he's kind of doubled down and confirmed the interest from last summer. He says Liverpool were well informed about the conditions of the deal, but they was never on top of their list. However, he's gone on to say, I think this summer a move is possible with Italian and English clubs interested. He now has a new agent, so we're going to see how he's going to move now. But there hasn't been anything concrete in terms of contacts or proposals happening yet. I think a lot of us were very sold on the idea of Kefren Tavares. I mean, look at how he handles himself, how physical he is. He's got loads and loads of quality as well. He's still at a great age. He's still got loads to develop into and stuff. But I think we're all also pretty settled with Liverpool's current midfield option, particularly when you factor in we've got like Stefan Bocetti to come back into it, hopefully Curtis Jones back as well this weekend for the Brighton game and stuff like that. So yeah, I think just on the injury front as well, we are looking relatively positive aside from the Robertson situation. Obviously we're not a million miles away from Jota, Trent Alexander-Arnold, hopefully Alisson in the coming weeks as well. Just quickly, I'll wrap up all the news I've just discussed. First and foremost, Andy Robertson did limp off from Scotland duty. Looks like he suffered an ankle injury. He's going to undergo a scan back on Merseyside, according to James Pearce. Joel Matip wants to remain at Liverpool beyond the end of his current contract, which expires this summer. Luis Diaz, Richie Romano has allayed the fears that Diaz is looking to find his way out of Anfield this summer, with talk about potentially a move to the Spanish club. International roundup, Dom Szoboszlai scored once again. Conor Bradley scored a wonderful goal. Alex McAllister scored for Argentina. Kostas Tsimikas's Greece went out on pens to Georgia. And Harvey Elliott, wow. And on the managerial front, Bayern Munich have made Roberto De Zerbi their number one candidate behind Xabi Alonso. Two names that appear relatively high on Liverpool's list as potential successors to Jurgen Klopp. And finally, Richie Romano has been speaking about Liverpool target Kevin Thuram after we had him on our list, let's put it that way, last summer. And he does think he will be moving on this time around. Sound, Redmen Bite Size all done for another day. Make sure you check out redmenplus.com for all your Liverpool needs. We've got you covered from every possible angle. Take it easy. I'll speak to you again soon.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.